Australian internet providers are in open conflict with the National Broadband Network, urging the wholesaler to drop its controversial charge for bandwidth. Industry experts reject claims from the NBN boss that Australians are willing to pay more for broadband. Bill Morrow suggesting a price war over internet plans is leading to service providers cutting corners on quality to save on costs. David Cody filed this report.
It's time for a new connected generation, a Gen NBN, where anything is possible.
It's a big promise from the NBN, and Kimberly Ray wishes it reflected her reality.
The speeds have been quite slow. I checked my speed. It was 16.4 megabits per second, which was probably the fastest I've seen it.
She lives just outside Brisbane, and her average download speed on an NBN fibre-to-the-node connection is slower than when she was on ADSL.
We would pay a little bit more willingly to have had fibre to the home or workplace.
So for you, has the promise of the NBN been delivered?
No, because for me, the promise of the NBN was that it's consistent and it's fast, really fast.
The NBN boss, Bill Morrow, blames a price war between internet service providers for performance not meeting expectations. He's released a paper about the wholesale charge providers pay to ensure there's enough bandwidth for users on the network. Bill Morrow suggests they should be buying more of the connectivity virtual circuit, or CVC, and he says providers are giving market share greater priority than quality of service or even profit margin. But some internet providers are crying foul. Craig Levy is TPG's Chief Operating Officer.
The model where you have the CVC, you are constantly having to purchase more bandwidth, manage that bandwidth, upgrade that bandwidth, and this CVC model needs to disappear.
He says Australia's CVC is amongst the highest in the modern world.
It's always a balancing act. We believe that we're giving customers as good as we can give them.
When Bill Morrow says that consumers are willing to pay more than they are today, is he wrong then?
What we've seen is we do have the other prices on offer, and most of our customers are purchasing the 12 megabit product, and that is because that's a price point that they can afford.
Another provider, MyRepublic, operates across the Asia Pacific region. Its local managing director, Nicholas Demos, is disappointed with Bill Morrow's public comments.
Well, I just believe it's a bit of a deflection strategy from the NBN, because we all know about the number of complaints they've been receiving lately.
MyRepublic also operates in New Zealand, where more than 80% of the population will get a fibre optic cable connection to their home.
Fibre to the premises just works. When you introduce other technologies here, like fibre to the node and HFC, there's complications. It brings in a lot more customer complaints. I can say that from the experience I see across the region.
Independent telecommunications analyst Paul Budda is no more optimistic about the NBN business model. He says politicians are going to have to admit they made a mistake and write off half of the cost of the NBN.
If you cannot deliver a service that people can afford, then you obviously are building a network that's too expensive. So in the end, what is needed, you have to write down a very significant part of your investment.
Telecommunications analyst Paul Budda ending that report by David Cody.